We could all use a little help sometimes. All of us. What do I need? Coaching or therapy?
What going to a therapist is really like.
Today I will be purposefully giving terrible advice to people. I hope to ruin some lives today.
The worst advice you will ever hear in this chair, and you'll hear it every week.
I want you all to feel safe. And this is our number one rule here. What is said in this room stays in this room.
If you have the problem of blowing up and like really lashing out in anger towards everything that happens in your day, I've got a solution for you. Well,
it's like I love when people sit there and say, it's just the game, dude. It's just the game. It's just the game, dude. It's just the game. Why are you losing your mind? Bro, it's just a game. Yeah, it's just a fucking game.
What the hell was that?
The therapist doesn't know anything about me. I'm not represented there.
No, you're not.
If the therapist knew me, okay? If the therapist thought I was a terrific guy, there'd be a counter argument to
right.
it.
Right.
G'day guys, it's the NRL Supercoach Therapy Podcast. Welcome aboard, come in, grab a seat, and let's get talking about the round two of NRL footy kicking off Thursday night, Broncos hosting the Bunnies. Should be a fun game here. Two teams have had a bit of a rest after their sojourn in Vegas. The two losers from Vegas squaring off. Later on in the round, the two winners squaring off. So let's have a look at this Broncos side. Walsh, Arthur, Staggs, Cobbo, Mariner, Mam, and Reynolds. Jensen, Walters, Haas, Piakura, Ricky Carrigan, Smoothie, Baker, Hetherington, and Tapau on the bench. So I think that might be the same. I think that's the same 17 there. Jensen getting a start, named to start anyway. And Piakura back, well, he had a HIA, he has recovered, he is sweet to go, and yeah, otherwise that back line is the same. Reynolds was under an injury cloud, looks like he is cleared. He's pretty important to the Broncos. They need him, and I'm sure he enjoys playing against his old club, the Bunnies, who are Mitchell, Johnston, not the bowler, Tass, Kennar, Gagai, Walker, Ilias, the four-pack, Totola, Cook, Kepi, Colomatangi, Duncan, and Murray. The bench, Havili, Mowali, Mitchell, and Shaq Mitchell, and Thomas Burgess. So, interesting side. There is a bit of mail that Gagai will, even though named, will not play, and it will be Milne. So, wait and see on that one. That's an interesting one. I hope Latrell backs things up. Jeez, I'm not a huge Latrell fan, but, you know, on the footy field, When he's got his head switched on and he's got that aggression, but it's not dickhead aggression, it's awesome controlled footy aggression. He's such a weapon. So even though he's playing my Bronx, hopefully he's at that level. Hopefully the Broncos still win, but Latrell goes well. Chances are when Latrell goes well, so the Bunnies. Didn't happen in Vegas, but you know what I mean. Let's look at this forward pack, which is interesting. Unfortunate news with Jai Arrow. With a rotator cuff injury, and possibly I heard something about a bicep as well, but they said he could do rehab and be back as quickly as 4 weeks, or it could be surgery, and that's the season. Real killer there for the Bunnies. Joy Arrow is a rep quality player. So Tellus Duncan takes his place, highly touted. Tellus Duncan takes his place on the edge. He's pretty cheap and not a bad option. I'd probably just want to wait and see. You do have the chance to wait and see there. No Jacob Hoste named at all. And I mean, Jacob Hoste has been a staple in that 17 for a few years. So just cool your jets on trading Tellus Duncan in straight away. See what his role is. Is he an 80-minute edge player? You know, he's more like a Cam Murray Mark II, really, isn't he? So let's see how he goes on the edge. If he looks good and he's named there again next week and he can, round four, you can pounce. I'd be holding off on that. You do have on the bench, you've got four middles on that bench there. So there's plenty of rotation with Totola, Kepi, and Cam Murray as well to see minutes-wise there. It should be a fun game. It normally is between these two sides. What am I going to do? I'm going to go Broncos 22, Rabbitohs 18. I'll just give the Broncos the edge. They weren't terrible against the Roosters. They probably performed better than what the Bunnies did against Manly. This Broncos team, it's pretty interesting with Corey Oates not being named. He's apparently pretty upset about that. Willison and Saylor. I mean, Saylor's a good player. He can't make the team. It'll be interesting. Piakura has been pretty well traded out of sides. I find that one, I can kind of understand it, but I think people are just way too impatient these days, just in life in general, and I think that seeps into Supercoach. You know, you got him in there at the start. You got him for a reason, and yeah, we all got screwed over by the injury, the HIA, and the four. Don't worry about it. It's fine. You know, he's going to be okay. He's a good player. I think he's a really good player. And a Broncos team where you think there'd be plenty of attack. And you'll make the trade just because somebody else showed glimpses last week or flashed really well last week. And then Piakura comes out, scores a try, and pumps out an 80 on Thursday night. And you think, oh, God, what did I do? That four that is only going to be his rolling average briefly, it's week one. So it's going to fall out of his rolling average soon enough. He might drop a bit of cash early, but he'll start making it up again straight away. So I wouldn't be trading Piakura. I really wouldn't. I'd be sticking firm there. What are we going to go? 22-18 to the Broncos. Right, Friday night, we have a Friday night doubleheader. Start at Shark Park, where Cronulla are hosting the Dogs. Let's look at this Cronulla side. Looks pretty settled. Kennedy, Kartua, Ramian, Talakai, Amulatalo, Trindle, and Hines are your halves. Rudolph comes into the starting pack for Royce Hunt, who's been demoted to the bench. Brayley, Kofusi, Nicara, Wilton, McInnes. Yeah, Finucane, Williams, Hunt, and Hazelton. That's your bench. At the Dogs, Taff gets another game at fullback. I think he's on borrowed time there. Wilson, Carraz at centre, Crichton, Connor Tracy comes back onto the wing for Josh Adokar with Burton and Hutchison. The forward pack, King, Marnie, Farmacilli, Kickout, Preston, and Salmon. The bench, Mann, Hughes, Curran, and Morin. That was the same bench that was last week. This is interesting that both sides, especially the Dogs, there's quite a lot of Supercoach interest, more in guys that I think are fringe Supercoach options, but have been very popular. I've avoided the Salmons, the Currens, the Hutchisons. I had Carraz for a while and I steered clear because in the end I decided not to go with him because I just didn't have much faith in the Dogs' attack. Carraz did look good in a team that was well and truly under the pump against Parramatta last week. Josh Curran also looked really good. He looked really good. And he is someone that I might target in the coming weeks. Like I mentioned last week about the possibility, if he's going to stay in the middle, the dual option there, he will be fantastic. And I think he'll get it because he's playing in the middle. He's not playing on the edge. So you would think he would get that dual position, which would be gold. And he played well. I thought he played about 60 minutes, 65 minutes. And he was good. So I don't mind Curran. If you don't have him, I reckon he's a safe option to get because they're not going to give Farmacilli. He might have been a bit silly to get Farmacilli because he only played limited minutes. He had a short first stint and Curran came on and he didn't score all that well for super coaches in that front row three or front row four spot for you. He's going to be a real pain in the ass to get rid of as well because he's going to make very little money over a long period of time. So, that's a bit of a bummer for owners there. The Hutchison thing, I think they're going to stick. I don't think he played that bad last week. I think they're going to stick with him. And unless there's real panic stations and they think Sexton go with Sexton in the halves and see how that works. I don't know. Hutchinson still might jag a bench spot if they go that way. Karaz, probably worth, if you don't own, I'd just wait. You'd think he'd be more effective on the wing than at center. And you've got Connor Tracy on the wing. He could probably do a role at center as well. Yeah, this team, there's so many question marks over this side. There really is. Kickout and Preston. Kickout wasn't all that impressive, and Preston was okay, but he's priced on that wow year he had last year. King got 40s, early 40s, I think. Nothing huge. Salmon got moved to an edge. There's just so many moving parts here with the side. I'm just going to steer clear for a while. I'll stick with what I've got with Hughes, who gave us 30 in as many minutes. That's fine. But yeah, otherwise, this Dogs team is a bit of a dog's breakfast, dare I say. At the Sharkies, pretty settled. Just that one change with Rudolph coming in to start. Still no Braden Hamiueli. So, look, the big talking point of the Sharks is the underperforming halves. Fact is, they won the game. They won a really tough game, and it was a really impressive win because 20, 25 minutes into that game, you didn't give them a shit show chance of winning that game against the Warriors. And they toughed it out, they gritted it out, and they won. Look, Trindle and Hines, I think you've got to show some faith, especially in Hines. I'm going to talk about it a little bit later. But and Trindle, look, I can understand if there's other options. And, well, you know, there are in that 5'8 spot. There are other options that have popped up. So if you just want to go a straight trade because you're just not happy with Trindle, I guess I can get around that. You don't want to be going too nuts with the trades. At the same time, I don't mind. I don't mind if you're going to go trade heavy early on. I'm a bit of a trade heavy early on kind of guy, especially next week. It's a very important week. And if you need to do so this week, so be it. Maybe give Trindle another chance, especially against the Dogs. He might come out and play really, really well. I'm going to go Sharks 24, Bulldogs 12 in this one. All right. Second game on Friday. This one's a beauty, absolute beauty. The Panthers and the Eels, these two teams from out west, always put on a good show, always good games, and Parramatta's got a really good record against these blokes over the last few years. They seem to, you know, they say styles make fights, and Parramatta's definitely unsettled Penrith with Parramatta with that offload game, that second phase that they have can really unsettle Penrith, and they don't have a problem. There's no fear playing Penrith. And they've always been fun games, and I expect this one to be a fun, close game as well. Let's look at the Panthers side. Edwards, Taruva, Tungo, May, To'o, Luai, and Cleary. Leota, Kenny comes back with Harris, Fisher Harris, Sorensen, Martin, and Yeo. So a very, very strong side. The bench, Sonny Luke stays in the team. Lindsay Smith, Henry, which is great. I'm a Henry owner. Happy with him. And Luke Garner. Still no sign of Peachy, not even in the reserves. Matthew Eisenhuth moves out into the number 19 jersey to make way for Scott Sorensen, which is good news as a Liam Henry owner. At Parramatta, let's look at this side. Gutherson, Simonson, Penasini, Harper, Russell, Brown. Moses has been named questionable with the groin. Still wait and see there. Those groins are tricky. He's a kicker. You don't want to be, if you're playing Penrith, you don't want to have your only kicking option being Dylan Brown, maybe the Queen at the back. You know, I think you need your halfback on running on all cylinders. So watch that space there. Campbell, Gillard, Lussick, Polo, Lane, Cartwright, and Hopgood is the forward pack. Brendan Hands, Madison, Ofengawa, and Tuolangi are your bench. Look, ultra impressive were Parramatta last week, and I can understand you maybe wanted to go to Joey Lussick, depending what you had at hooker last week. But like I said in previous pod, all the hookers actually did pretty well, considering some with pretty low expectations, and they did all right. So I don't know if you need to be too hasty moving your hookers around to get Lussick. I think you can just wait on him. He had some attacking stats last week. Don't expect that all the time, especially against Penrith. So maybe just cool your heels. I don't think Lussick's someone you need to get in this week anyway. Other than that, I mean, Dylan Brown's another watch. See how he goes. If he pumps out another 50, which I fully expect him to do, you know, he's going to drop a little bit of cash and become achievable to upgrade to in a few weeks' time. At the forward pack is interesting. Polo has been moved to start. I wouldn't be surprised. And maybe that is just to fight fire with fire against Fisher Harris and Leota. And I totally get that. So maybe they're doing that just to fight fire with fire instead of having him as that impact off the bench where he had a lot of impact there. Bryce Cartwright was very impressive last week, and I can understand if you want to make the move. Again, I'm just going to wait and see. Penrith tend to be Supercoach cock blockers there, so let's just pump the brakes on Bryce Cartwright, see how he goes this week. That's how I'm looking anyway. If you're a Sean Lane owner, just, you know, you're a bit unlucky last week. How he didn't score a typical Sean Lane try close to the line where, you know, he's just 7'12" and just, you know, reaches over and lurches over and scores a try. They held him up. So, you know, he wasn't that far off getting a really good score. So no issues there. No issues with Hopgood either. Let's see the minutes watch with Brendan Hands will be interesting as well if you are looking at Lusick for the future as well, as the is with Kalmatua Lange on the edge, taking minutes off Lane and possibly even Cartwright. I don't know if Cartwright played the 480 last week or not. At Penrith, pretty settled. Taylor May, I can't believe I was thinking about not playing him. I'm so glad I stuck with my guns and in the end and put him back in my team. I don't know what I was thinking there. He was quality last week. So that's good. Nathan Cleary, expect to bounce back for sure. I think he'll be fine. Cleary will be fine. So no issues there at all. And in the forward pack, not really anybody worth Supercoach-wise just yet. Keep an eye on Sonny Luke. If he has another big game, another big scoring game, you know, he could be the absolute 180 of what he was last year, and he could actually make quite a lot of cash in a real quick period of time for you. So keep an eye on that. Could be a quick wee option for you next week. And yeah, as per, I'll be interested in the Liam Henry minutes. Let's go a close game. I'm going to go Panthers 19, Eels 18. This one's going to go either to extra time or a wee Nathan Cleary droppy in the 70-something minute to give the Panthers the win at Panther Park. That should be a really fun game. Right, we'll be back after this. All right, gang, welcome back. Super sad day. Back to three games on a super sad day. Kicks off down in Canberra. It is the Raiders and the Tigers. First time seeing the Tigers this season. Always an interesting watch, not always for the right reasons. And yeah, the Raiders coming off a very, very good performance against Newcastle last week. We look at the Raiders side. Rapna is at the back. Hopewate Tomoko. Seb Chris is back and playing in the centres. Xavier Savage on the wing. Strange and Fogarty. So Seb Chris in for Kotrick. In the forward pack, Papali'i Levi looks like he's overcome. I think he had a quad cork, so it looks like he's a right to go. Tarpany, Young, Hosking, and Smithies. So good tradesman-like forward pack there. The bench, Starling, Gula, Mariotta, and Solo. At the Tigers, what an interesting side this is. Some really interesting names here. Bulla at the back, who was ultra-impressive last year. Let's hope he kicks on. Staines, Toa, a debut for Solomona Fatape. Might be give or take a vowel or two there. I think I may have pronounced that right. Tupou on the wing. Galvin. Lockie Galvin gets a start at 5'8". And Jaden Sullivan is the halfback. So there is a lot of inexperience in that side, in that back line anyway. The forward pack looks much better. Utoi Kamanu, Korosau, Clemmer, Papali'i, Bateman, Alex Seyfarth is the lock. The bench, Aiden Caesar is your 14. Funua Bole, Alex Twal, and Samuel Afainu jags a spot on the bench. So that is a very interesting Tigers team. I'll stick with them for now. Like I said, a lot of inexperience in that back line. Gee, they're going to get exploited this year when you look at that. I mean, Buller looks like a quality player, but, you know, how can you soar like an eagle when you're surrounded by turkeys comes to mind here. You know, just a wee bit. Fatape, you think he's just in there while Justin Olam recovers from a little injury. I think he's a week four, so you might get 3 weeks out of Fatape, but, you know, I'd be steering clear. Lockie Galvin is a big watch. Very, very happy. I had him in there at 5'8" from the start, so I'm stoked that he's been named at 6 straight away. I thought it might be a bit of a just wait and see, and the Tigers will be a Tiger, do a Tigers, and Galvin will end up playing 5'8", you know, by week 4, week 5. Benji's done me a solid and put him in straight away, so I'm stoked with that. It'll be interesting to see how he goes. And if he goes all right, he will be traded in over the next few weeks by everybody, which is, you know, which is good. So I'm stoked I've saved the trade by already having him. Really interested in watching how he goes. The forward pack is solid. Uto Kamanu is someone who I think can have a – I think he's got a contract coming up where he can – if the Tigers don't finish top 8 or top 10 or something, he's got an out in his contract there. That could work both ways on that one. He may not want them to finish well, so he can get the hell out of Dodge. We'll wait and see there. But I don't mind him as a buy. He's pretty affordable. Fringe origin player. You'd think he'd have aspirations to get back in the blue jersey there. So I don't mind him as a buy if you need to move on from some of the other front rowers who have let you down in the first week. Other than that, IPAP, bit of a forgotten bloke. If he can get back to, and I don't think he will because he's not at Parramatta, he's at the Tigers, but if he can get back to that form somehow, some way, he's a great buy. Bateman, and Seyfarth is affordable at 319. I'm not 100 on that. Seyfarth, he is a watch for sure because he could be someone that you might downgrade to in a few weeks' time if he's getting decent minutes. Looks all right there at lock. Yeah, the Caesar on the bench one, that's interesting. That's a funny old one. Finu as well is very, very cheap. See how he goes. If he gets decent minutes with good output, he could be an option as well to maybe replace some of the dead wood that hasn't worked out for you in your reserve front row spots. At the Raiders, not much to say here. Those that were on Kotrick, you know, shame on you. He just ain't the bloke he was. And as soon as Heb Chris was available, poof, straight back in there. Another good to see Ethan Strange. This is going to be really fun to watch Strange up against Galvin. I know they're not marking up against each other, but just to watch these two young 5'8s go at it. I mean, these guys could be staples of the NRL for the next 10 to 12 years. So it'd be good to watch them in their infancy here going at it, just purely from an NRL perspective. It would be good if both of them score well too, just on the quiet Supercoach-wise. In the four pack, let's hope for Danny Levi. If you're an owner, I am. Let's just hope he can jag some decent points again. He's the kind of bloke I've got in my side that he's probably the guy I want out of my side the most right now, apart from Spencer Lenu. I'm kind of looking at getting Levi out by as early as possible, round 5 or something like that. Hopefully he can just keep jagging a few attacking stats there to give us some half-decent price rises, and then we can move him on to someone good. Because there were concerning signs there. He was getting plenty of minutes in that game last week against Newcastle, but the output wasn't there. It wasn't until he jagged that try that bumped his score up, and even then it was only 46 or something like that. So Morgan Smithies, this bloke looks really, really good. Looks like a Ricky Stewart type of player. I think he is going to be rock solid in your team. If you don't have him, I think he's the kind of guy you can safely bring in this week. Depending what moves you need to make, I don't mind if you just go straight to Morgan Smithies. He's not going to let you down. He's going to be in there 17. I wouldn't be surprised if he stays at lock. And when Big Red comes back, Big Red becomes part of that front row rotation. That is a strong forward pack. Look, I can't pick the Tigers. I'm going to go Raiders 26, Tigers 16 in that one. Right, the middle game on Saturday, and we are heading up to Townsville, where the top of the table, North Queensland Cowboys, are hosting the very disappointing, at least after 1 week, Newcastle Knights. Let's look at the sides for the Cows. Drinky at the back with Felt, Holmes, Labor, Talangi, Dearden, and Townsend. The four-pack, McLean, Robson, Tamalolo, Lukey, Nanai, and Cotter. Granville, Neame, McIntyre, Finney, Fuiaki on the bench. Interesting side. They were very impressive. I think it's kind of glass half full. They were awesome. Glass half empty. Their opposition were abysmal. So two ways to look at it. I tend to think it's definitely a bit of both, but maybe more leaning on the positive. The Cowboys do look pretty good this year. They look fast. They had a lot of energy, a lot of leg speed going through, and you know they looked a different class to the Dolphins. This could be a glimpse into the Dolphins season, but for the Cows, could be a really exciting look at what they're going to be like this year. And when they play on that fast track up in Townsville, it gives them a big advantage when they've got that. That suits their style, and that's how it should be. Your home track should suit the style of team that you are, and I think it's going to be a big advantage for the Cowboys. As a Drinkwater owner, hoping for a bit more, they scored 40-odd points, and he doesn't get a try assist or a try, and what's up with that? So hopefully he can wreak havoc this weekend. Holmes looked awesome. If you went high and went premium and you went Holmes, well done. There's premium options here on both sides of the field. Labor looked very, very good. Just another watch for me on him. If he looks good again, impressive again, then sure, bring the fella in at mid-range price, pumping out big scores on a good team. Can't go wrong with Labor, but he's a watch for a week for me. Dearden also, he looked really, really good. Excited that he's got the co-captaincy. I think it's going to suit him to the ground. As for the forwards, Reece Robson was very impressive. If you went Reece Robson, you'll be cheering. The big one there, Tamalolo, just 20 minutes, 21 minutes or something like that, start the game, 16 points. That's all she wrote. And there's Peyton saying, well, we need to pace him. We didn't need him back on the field. We just want to pace him. You know, we've got a long season ahead. And then the following 3 years after that. What is up with that? Look, from my point of view, I was weighing up between Cotter and Tamalolo. I decided to pay up and get Cotter. And his output wasn't great either. He played probably less minutes than what he'll probably expect to play throughout the year. They did have the game well and truly in hand. So happy I avoided Tamalolo. It kind of swings and roundabouts because I was also weighing up Terrell May and Spencer Lenu, and I went cheap and went Lenu. So, you know, it evens itself out there. That's how it goes when you're doing your team picker at the start of the year, and shit can go downhill very quick, but then things can work out in your favor as well. This one did work out in my favor. I think if you own Tamalolo, depending who your other starting front rower is, assuming you've got him up in the front row, it's where you should have him. Depending on who your other front rower is, you don't have to trade. You don't have to make that trade. If you want to just get May, I can totally... that's totally fine. Just go Tamalolo to May. If there's other things you need to fix, and depending who your front row three is, if it's someone like Liam Henry, who was very impressive last week, and that's the kind of output I'm expecting from him moving forward now, if you want to slot him in there to start, and if you can pump out a 35, it's not the worst, considering, you know, other front rowers, more preferred front rowers, didn't score a hell of a lot more than that themselves. So if there's other fires to put out, maybe just hold off on Tamalolo. You can always play him as well. You know, you don't have to put him on your bench. You can play him, give him another chance, and then make a move from there. If there's other things you need to do, bearing in mind, though, next week is a important week for trades. So if there's trades that you're looking at, but you want to wait a week, and then there's ones you feel, oh, I'm going to get this bloke out of my side. I can't stand it. Seeing Tamalolo on the bench for 60 minutes, then do it now. Just make the move. If you're running with May and Tamalolo, who are you going to trade Tamalolo to? You know, keep that in mind. It might just be worth keeping your powder dry, holding that trade, giving Tamalolo another chance. He might play 40 minutes regular, you know, more regular minutes this week, and dish out a really good score, especially against that Newcastle middle that was pretty disappointing last week. Canberra had their way. So Tamalolo and his mates might have their way too. Keep that in mind. Lukey scored that Lukey try and from the hammer shocker there at fullback. So happy days for all the owners there. Cotter, as I mentioned, happy with that. I think that's going to be a base score of 40, mid-40s for him. Expect bigger minutes going forward. Happy there. On the bench there, Sam McIntyre played decent minutes. That might have been at the expense of Tamalolo, so keep that in mind. But he is bottom dollar. And Fini Fuiaki did what I thought he'd do. He's a shade under 300, so he's not quite, you're paying up a little bit. He's not quite the cheapie that you want, I don't think. Not anyway. If there's an injury to Lukey or Nanai, then bang, jump on straight away. At Newcastle, Ponga, Jenkins, Gagai, Best, Marzu, Gamble, and Hastings. Jacob Saifidi, Crossland, Thompson, Frizzell, Pierce Paul, Elliott. The bench, Cogger, Daniel Saifidi, Hetherington, and Cartwright. So interesting there. Thomas Jenkins comes in for Inari Tuala. Thomas Jenkins, former Penrith winger. I think he's the blondie. I think he's the tall blondie. I think that's him. So interesting to see how he goes. Gamble gets another crack. I reckon another average game from him. And that could be curtains, especially if Brayley's fit. If Brayley is fit by next week, could be curtains for Gamble. In saying that, his forwards were terrible last week. So it's always hard being in the halves when your forwards aren't doing their job, so I've been told. Ponga, let's look for a big game from him. I see he's reasonably well traded out. I get it. I'm a Ponga owner, and I'm very tempted just to go straight to Turbo. I'm very tempted to do it. The fact that you can bank some cash from it, maybe about 50 grand-ish, maybe. I was so disappointed and concerned with how Newcastle played, and so impressed with Manly that I'm like, and I know Manly's got a tough game. It's the Roosters. Apparently there might be some weather on Sunday, which is disappointing. But gee, I think I would rather, just based on that one game, this one game sample size, I'd rather have Turbo than Ponga. Who would I not want to have watching on TV? You know, and it's I don't want to be a, how do I explain it better than this? I want to own Turbo, so I think I may go Ponga to Turbo. I'm gonna wait and see. I'm very tempted. Because I think the Cowboys are going to smash Newcastle through the middle again. I knew Newcastle were disappointed and they want to make amends. I just don't know if they can. I think this Cowboys team's going to be too strong. And so, and I give Manly a red-hot chance on Sunday. Gee, and if Brookie, I think I might make the move. I'm talking myself into it. In that four-pack, Kaipis Paul makes a start. Don't get too carried away. It's a HIA for Dylan Lucas. So there's every chance that Pierce Paul is back to the bench next week. Depending how he performs, if he comes out and has a blinder, then they've got a decision to make there. But yeah, he's a watch for sure. He's only about 345, I think. So he's pretty good value. He's definitely one to watch. Jed Cartwright, Jags, a bench spot, basically a bottom price duel. If he can get some decent minutes as well, he's not a bad option either. Remembering you can wait a few weeks because he didn't play last week, so he could be around for offering for you as a bit of a downgrade if you need some cash elsewhere. Let's go. Cows 32, Knights 18. Rightio. The dessert on the Saturday banquet, and it is the Melbourne Storm hosting the New Zealand Warriors down at Amy Park. The traditional Anzac Day game. And I'm glad they've tradition is very, very important, especially when it comes to things like Anzac Day. I'm glad they've broken the tradition because as a Kiwi, I was getting over the fact that the Warriors always had to go to Melbourne to play the Anzac Day game against the Storm. I mean, would it have hurt for the Storm to maybe come to New Zealand once in a while or any other team? So I'm glad that they've moved away from that and they've made the change because, you know, it's bullshit. So... and I'm not anti-Storm. I like the Storm. I was brought up in Melbourne. I like the Storm. But, yeah, I'm glad they've moved away from that. Now the Warriors get to play them in round two, coming off a disappointing loss and coming off an awesome win for the Storm. So, yay for the Warriors. Let's look at the Storm team. Paps at the back, Warbrick, Smith, Meaney, Coates, Pezzett, and Hughes. Still no Munster. Sounds like possibly a return in round five. They've got the bye, I think, in round four. So if he's a bit dodgy, I don't think they'll even play him next week. They'll give him an extra week with the bye. It makes perfect sense. You got to treat your Ferrari with care and respect. So expect Munster to be, you know, 3 or 4 weeks away. The forward pack, Kamakamitha, Grant, King, Chan, Katoa, Liero. Benches, Wishart, Welch, Lewis, and McDonald. So Joe Chan gets another crack in the second row. Fair enough, too. I thought defensively he was good, and he showed some signs there on attack in one of those games where there was bugger all attack. Good stuff. Harry Grant was really good last week. High standards with Harry Grant, and you know, he was fine. And you know, watch him carve this week. Got a feeling about Harry Grant. Could be a sneaky captaincy option, I reckon, if you've got him. Katoa as well, he looked good. And yeah, so they're going to, defensively, the Warriors are going to be on their game. In the back line there, not really anything to talk about. I think Pappenhausen is a just someone to watch at this stage. I think there's far better options at fullback. Just watch how he goes. And I probably prefer him maybe as an option down the track when they're at full strength, when they got Munster back. And on the bench, what they got? Yeah, Christian Welch, he looked all right too. But there's no real effect there. There's not too much Supercoach relevance there, apart from Joe Chan, Harry Grant, obviously, and Eli Katoa. He's a watch as well, bit of a left field option. At the Warriors, Tuapiki, Watini Zalesniak, Berry, Tuivasa-Sheck, Montoya, Metcalf, and Johnson. So unchanged back line there. In fact, the whole team's the same, I think. Fanua Blake, Egan, Barnett, Ford, Capewell, and Harris. The bench, Lusick, Ali, Afua, and Walker. Looking at that bench, Tom Ali, I don't think he even got on last week, which is interesting, doing a bit of a Parramatta there and not even playing your full team. But, you know, so be it. If we go back, look, Tuapiki, I've got him. I'm not going to play him this week. I know the Storm, look, there's a chance that the Storm will probably ease off a little bit. They won't be as up for it as they were in that big game against Penrith. It probably took a lot out of them. But still, I just don't want to play Tuapiki against them in Melbourne. I hope he does well. It'll be good for cash generation, but he's not going to be in my 17 this week. Tuivasa-Sheck, bit of a watch on him. He did look good last week, but I'm expecting, I don't know, probably the same kind of thing. Maybe, you know, a 40 or a 50, something like that from Tuivasa-Sheck. And that's going to make things interesting because, there's people already trading him out, you know, getting excited about, you know, the Laybutts, the Zach Lomaxes of the world. If Tuivasa-Sheck pumps out another 40, I think there's going to be a lot of people trading him out. He had really high ownership. There were a lot of people trading him out. He'll drop a little bit of cash, and they'll jump on the cash generation from a Lomax or a Laybutt or somebody like that. I understand it. I definitely understand. I may even do the same thing if it's a really quiet game from him. But you got to think, if you stay firm with him, he's going to pay you back in spades throughout the season. But that's an interesting one to watch. I want to see how Luke Metcalf goes as well. As an owner, I'm not expecting miracles. A half decent game and a half, I'll take a 40 from him against the Storm. I really would. Sean Johnson owners will be happy. Last week he did all right. Let's see how he goes this week against that strong defense. Fanua Blake just keeps doing his thing. Any owners will be very happy. Wade Egan has been named. I don't think he plays. I really don't think he plays. He's a tough bugger. Too tough for his own good, maybe. Yeah, he may not play, and I wonder what they'll do there if he doesn't play. You've got Freddie Lusick at 14. Does Jazz Tavanga come into the side and play a bit of dummy half? Which, you know, he was a dummy half way back when, and he's kind of like a hybrid dummy half, small forward 13, and now he's become more of just a middle small forward 13 kind of style. Or do they chuck a Tamari Martin or a Harris DeVita onto the interchange? It'll be interesting to see what they do there. Capewell as well, I think he might have had a rib. He has been named as well. And Tohu against his old side. Look, Tohu was so good last week, just Tohuing it up. You can't go wrong with him. He's just rock solid, that bloke. I'm going to take the Storm. I'm going to go Storm 20, Warriors 10 a close-ish game. There's been this narrative, and it's so wrong that the Warriors always give the Storm trouble. No, they don't. They used to a long time ago. The Storm have absolutely owned the Warriors over the last 10 years. And I think they'll double them up 20 points to 10. Back in a minute. Okay, guys, we are back, and it is Sunday at Brookvale. Battle of Manly and the Roosters, two winners from Vegas, and this was going to be a fun game. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to this game. Let's have a look at the team, shall we? For Manly, Tommy T at the back. Tommy T on the wing. Talau gets a wing spot. Vacated by Saab and his hamstring. Cooler, Garrick, Polo, Brooks, and Cherry Evans make up the back line. Paseka, Croker, LAA, Olakau'atu, Ben Trbojevic, and Jake Trbojevic. The bench, Lawton, Waddell, Bullimore, and Brown. Interesting side here. The Tommy Talau, I think we're all kind of hoping he would get a spot once Saab went, Saab pulled up there with the hammy. And at 287, I think, can't really go wrong. You know, normal conventional wisdom says just wait and see. But it's at this time of the year, especially with next week, where it's a good time to use a boost and, you know, to fix up things. That's when the prices change. So that I think week three is definitely a boost week. If you don't need to boost, kudos to you, but it's a boost week for most. So if there's a move that you're pretty confident about making and, you know, you can do it now, I don't see why you wouldn't and just roll with it. If he gets injured before he's played three games, so be it. The flip side is because he didn't play week one, you can wait till week four. Have a look, see how he goes, and if he becomes a must-buy, boom, grab him in week four. So, yeah, I don't mind either option. Just jumping on and grabbing him. He could be a downgrade if you had a mid-ranger or someone who didn't look all that flash. You could downgrade to Talau and spend that cash elsewhere. So I like it. And, yeah, he's in. It's good real estate. A wing at Manly is good real estate when you've got Cherry Evans and Brooks as the halves and Turbo doing his thing through the middle. As for the forward pack there, Benny Trbojevic gets another game, so it's good stuff for us owners. There's plenty of us. Most of us own. So happy days there. Schuster coming back through New South Wales Cup this weekend. Do we want Schuster to have a quiet game? Maybe. I think we probably do. You know, it's a tricky one there. The dude's on mad coin. So can you have a bloke on 800 or something stupid like that playing for Blacktown every week? You know, so yeah, let's just hope he builds into it and Burbo can make it some decent coin in the meantime. I actually still think Burbo could be someone, even if he's on the bench, I still think he'll get half decent minutes there. And he could be a really handy guy in your squad with that dual action going on there. So I had a message from one of the boys in the group, Nathan there, Olakau'atu. It's Olakau'atu time, so which is interesting. I don't mind it. I don't mind it at all. Dude is an absolute weapon. So, but that Roosters defense looked pretty good in Vegas. I expect them to be strong again, so. Is this the game to be grabbing Manly guys or not? I'm not too sure, especially if the weather's a bit sus. Nathan Brown's another one coming off the bench. He's really the only kind of bigger body middle, and he's not even that big a body, but neither's Bullimore. Waddell's always been more of an edge player, and Carl Lawton's that guy, that kind of hybrid hooker, small forward role. So there's decent minutes there for Nathan Brown, who did look good. In Vegas, he did look good. He's pretty affordable, but he's got a sin bin or suspension just around the corner, you know, all the time. So you got to keep that in mind. But yeah, they're interesting and they're a fun team, Manly. Let's look at the Roosters. Tedesco, Tupou, Suaalii, Manu, Dom Young makes his debut, Kiri and Walker. Jared Warrior Hargreaves is back. I don't know why I had to use all three names. It's hard enough to say. Cheesy, Lindsay Collins, Sua Wong, Tupanua, they have both been named. I thought Tupanua was in doubt. Looks like he's been named and he will play. Victor Radley is the lock forward. The bench is Sanders, Smith, White, Butcher, and the man that everyone seems to either have or will have this week in Terrell May. Have a sneaky look at this reserves. Connor Watson, Ponga, Butcher, Docker Clay, Crichton. Far out. That is a strong squad that the Roosters have there. So Young comes in at the expense of Ponga. Still no Smith. And the centre's still out, so Suoli'i plays in there. Joey Manu, I believe it's been confirmed he is going to Japanese rugby. Sayonara to you, my gorgeous friend, who I haven't met, but, you know, if we did meet, we'd definitely be friends. Good luck to you there. Make your money. See how sucky rugby actually is and get your ass back. And yes, that was a pun with the sucky. Okay. Let's have a look here. I'm a Sua Wong owner. I'm pretty happy. I'm expecting big things from him this year, and I'm happy he's been named. I'm a little concerned about the forward rotation that they're going to do here. But yeah, for the meantime, he's in my side. If he's going to play 50 minutes or somewhere like that again, he might be going bye-byes. Probably need a bit more than that in the second row. Tupanua owners, stick, I wouldn't trade. Again, just another watch. Watch for the week and see what happens there. As far as Tyrrell May is concerned, if you had him from the start, good job by you. Can't go wrong there. He looked dynamite, just offloading at will, and he looked strong. Basically, with JWH coming in for Lenu, will his role change? It was a strange old role where he came on late in the first half and played the rest of the game. It's, you know, normally not how it goes. And Robinson did say he was going so good, I couldn't take him off. So it'll be interesting. It's a watch there. For me, as a Lenu owner, I'm probably just going to go straight to May, do it this week. There is a chance. What I'm definitely going to do is I'm going to wait till after Friday night because I'm going to VC Nicho Hynes. So I need a non-player there. So Spencer is my loop option. So if Hynes goes big there, then I won't make that trade and I'll keep Lenu for a week. Just have to wait another week for Tyrrell May and see how he goes. The rotation will be interesting. It'd be a real kick in the guts if everyone's got Tyrrell May and he goes back to maybe 35 to 40 minutes because Robinson's playing silly buggers somehow. But his PPM does look like – he looks like a very strong PPM player. So even in that role, you're still expecting 45s, maybe even 50s. So, you know, not the worst. Pretty good, actually, considering how this season's gone. So it's an obvious move to get May in, reasonably well-priced, and looks like a strong, strong option. And just to solidify your front row, which has been pretty dire for most of us. So I'll probably make the move – pending how Hynes goes on Friday night against the Dogs. What are we going to do? I'm going to take the Seagulls I'm going to go Seagulls 20, Roosters 18. This will be a good close game, but I'm just going to go with the Seagulls. Maybe just the Brookie factor is enough for me to go with Manly. So let's do that. All right, nightcap on Sunday to finish off round two. It is the Dolphins hosting the Dragons at KO Stadium up there at Redcliffe. Let's look at this Dolphin side. The hammer at the back. Asako Avarillo makes his way into the side. Farnworth, Bostock, Nikarima, and Katoa also comes in for Sullivan. Who does Avarillo come in for? Tissy New, he's out. The four-pack, Jesse Bromwich, Marshall King, Fledler, Kafusi, Aitken is in for Lemuelo, who had a kneecap, I think. Max Plath is your starting lock with Stone. I think he had HIA. Kerr, Kenny Bromwich, Nichols, and Wallace makes his way into the side, makes up the bench. Oh, boy, this team. I've got real concerns about this team, and they could be the kind of side that you target. Kind of like how you watch and you say, oh, this team's got Penrith this week, or they've got Penrith in 2 weeks, or maybe not. This is one of the sides, I think, where you target, oh, they've got the Dolphins coming up. Maybe I could chuck a player in. And that's where the Zach Lomax becomes very, very tempting to go early and just get him this week. But as far as this Dolphins side is concerned, I don't see much here at all. Look, Fligler did all right last week. He scored a try. I think he's a solid option for you at front row. If you already have him, you're very, very happy. I think if you want to go against May, I think Flegler's going to be all right for you. Other than that, Marshall King, have another look at. Again, if you own him, you're happy enough. If you had Hammer, he had a really, really bad game and still got 70-something, I think. And a Dele end point. That happened. So if you got Hammer, you know, it's all good. He pumped out a good score playing a terrible game of NRL. So, you know, Supercoach scores don't really actually care that much how you play. So all good there. But, yeah, this side, a lot of concerns. Josh Kerr, he's pretty well bought. I don't understand why. That's a silly move, I think, to bring in a guy like that. Just based on one game where he scored a try. I mean, that might be the only try he scores. Probably a decent chance that's the only try he scores all year. Max Plath is a watch for sure. If he can impress at 13, you know, he might keep that spot. And Ray Stone might suffer for it. So he might keep that spot. That's an interesting one to watch for sure. At this stage, he is only available at 5'8", though. If he gets some dual action, which you expect he would if he plays a few games on strings a few games together at lock, then at the price, very, very tempting if he pumps out a decent score again. At the Dragons, ultra impressive last week against a terrible Titans side. Sloan, Lomax, Sully, Bird, Ravalawa, Flanagan, and Hunt. So the back line is unchanged. The forward pack is Molo, Little, Laurie is back, Eisenhuth, Sewer, DeBellin. The bench, Millison, Michael Molo, Fotella Mariner, and Leilua. Very interesting. This side, very interesting. So the back line. Look, Sloan was great. He's not a super coach option. You'd be nuts to get Sloan in, I think. Lomax, different story altogether. There's still a bit of grey area around Lomax and his position at the Dragons. It's understood this week they asked for a release, and it was denied. Dragons said, you're not going anywhere, pal. I think if a side like Parramatta want Lomax, they're going to have to cough up a decent like-for-like option because they're pretty skinny in the outside backs, and you look at the wings. Lomax looks like he's a great winger all of a sudden, and you've got Rabalawa, who's a staple there. But other than that, it's not flash on the wings. So you'd have to give up a pretty good first-grade player as a swap for Lomax, I think. Dragons aren't just going to give him away for nothing. I know they bank that. Some salary out of it. But you got to remember, they've been paying Lomax's big salary since November. So they actually don't save a hell of a lot in this year by doing it. So I can understand totally. And based on that performance, I can understand totally why Flanagan and the Dragons said, yeah, nah. He ain't going nowhere this year. After this year, you know, who knows? But, at this stage, he's going nowhere. And he was really good. I can totally understand you getting on Lomax. Part of me wants to do it as well. Based more on who he's playing, just that the Dolphins just look feeble, and I just think the Dragons might do the same kind of thing as what they did to the Titans. And if that's the case, you want to be a part of Lomax. He's about 630. He's going to go up. He turned up last week. So he's going to make some money. He's also going to score your points. So it's very tempting. I mean, there's, you know, you can use one trade, two trades. You can boost this week if you wanted to. Oh, if you want to go nuts on the boost, if there's three guys you definitely need to have, you know, part of me just says bugger it. Just go and do it, man. Interesting. But he is, yeah, he's very juicy if he keeps playing that way for sure. Flanagan, another one at 5'8", pretty affordable. He looked pretty good. I don't mind the Flanagan option as well. As for the forwards, Blake Laurie comes back. So that moves, what does it move? Who was playing prop last week? Oh, DeBellin was playing prop and Eisenhuth moved the lock. Eisenhuth back on an edge is interesting. He was really good at lock last week. He played really well. I mentioned that last week. He's on the edge. So what's his role going to be? Because there's two dudes on the bench that probably play edge back row a bit better than him in Fotella Mariner and the big money, Luciano Leilua. So what are they going to do there? Are they going to maybe start Eisenhuth on the edge, move him into the middle after 20, 25 minutes, and then put Leilua on? what they're going to do with Vitala Mariner, who was ultra impressive last week. Really interesting to see what they do there. It's a strengthened team having Laurie back for sure and Leilua in the mix. Billy Army Fifita, if you are an owner, you get what you deserve there. He's been named 18th man. So yeah, but yeah, you look at this team. There's Murdoch Masilla, who's a fringe player now, and there's Hamisella, who's been named in the 22 jersey, who's a good first grade player and a good middle. I'm going to take a fun high scoring game. I'm going to go Dragons 26, Dolphins 22 in this one. All right, back in a minute, gang. Rodeo gang, time for this.
Well, now you're going to have to buy it. It's a used gun. How can I sell a used gun?
A used gun. That's a good one.
Shout out there to Nicolas Cage, Lord of War. A used gun. And looks like we've got a few of them. Based on what we saw last week and far out. Some pretty disappointing scores. Real out of the ordinary kind of stuff that set us all back, or most of us anyway. Those that went a different option, especially at halfback, were cheering because the big price dudes didn't really deliver. It's a gun sale for sure, by the looks of the numbers here that I can see. Poor short-term play. I think long-term, it's not going to work out for you. Let's have a look at the guys here. Let's start with the halfbacks. Let's start with Cleary. All right. Not a great score last week. This week, he's got the Eels, which, you know, I'm expecting a tight game. Then he's got the Broncos, which will be another tough game. And then he's got the Roosters. So he does have some quality opposition the next 3 weeks. Hines, last week, 20-something. Not great in attack. He looked really good on defense. He tackled his ass off. Really awesome try-saving tackle on the line. I saw him scrambling as well at marker, chasing really, really hard. So his game is there, and you know the attack's going to come. And he's got the Bulldogs this week. He's at home against the Bulldogs. Ooh, if you don't own, scary. Then he's got the Tigers. If you don't own, scary. And then he's got the Raiders, who were impressive last week. Still the Raiders. So a pretty good matchup there for the next few weeks for Nicho Hynes. If you are an owner of one or both, who are you selling them to? Who are you going to downgrade to? I mean, the upside, yep, there's some money to bank to spend elsewhere if you're downgrading, but then you don't have them. So who are you downgrading to? SJ, this week he's got the Storm. Tough matchup. Then he's got the Raiders. Could go all right. That game is in Christchurch. So could go all right there. And then he's got the Knights. Good matchup. Mitch Moses, groin issue. Got Penrith this week. Then he's got Manly, which I think would be fine. And then he's got the Tigers. So juicy. Sammy Walker, another half-decent option. Manly this week. Then the Rabbits, which is fine. And then Penrith. So tough. And then if you want to go one of the Manly boys, Brooks or DCE, maybe more Brooks based on the running threat and the duel, and he's cheaper. Roosters this week, then the Eels, then the Dragons. Not the worst. So there are options there, but you make that trade. If you've already done it, if you started without one of them or with both of them, you're cheering, and you're obviously looking for a way to bring them in at some stage soon. If you're going to move one of them on, assuming you're not going to move both of them, that's very bold and silly. If you're going to move one of them on, just look who you're going to, and Cleary and Hines just have so much more potential to score big, big points than the other blokes. Just putting it out there. Let's look at the fullbacks. Ponga was a very, very popular fullback. He wasn't bad last week, but his team was. So he's got the Cows this week, which I think is going to be a tough, you know, a dry track. I think it's going to be tough for Newcastle. Then he's got the Storm. That's tough. And then he's got the Warriors. And, you know, the Warriors were defensively pretty good last week. We'll see how they go. So not a great run for Ponga. Drinkwater, another one who was a little underwhelming. He actually played pretty good, just didn't get the attacking stats. Knights this week, then the Dragons and the Bronx. So, you know, that's not a bad draw for Drinky. Pappenhausen was one with a low score for sure. It was against Penrith. No one scored well. He's got the Warriors this week, then the Knights, then he has a bye. So, you know. So, out of those fullbacks there, who are you moving to? Lots of options. Obviously, Teddy was really good. Latrell was good. Reece Walsh was good. And then you've got, you know, Turbo, who was, you know, was excellent. So there's plenty of options there at fullback. I don't mind the move. I'm actually tempted to make the move. I said before, I'm tempted to make the move Ponga to Turbo because I feel more comfortable with Turbo. And I'm just, yeah, Newcastle are really disappointing. So I can get around, moving Ponga on. Drinkwater, not so much. They look solid. He's not going to miss out on the attacking stats, surely. Surely not. They did look very, very good. I'll be holding, as a Ponga and Drinkwater owner, I'm going to hold Drinkwater. I may move Ponga on. I may. Pappenhausen, I totally get it. It's going to be hard to buy up. He's a lot cheaper than the other premiums, so it's going to be hard to buy up to him. But something to think about. Another one there that I want to talk about is Harry Grant. There are good options there underneath him to go with. With Harry Grant having a bye in a couple of weeks' time. So Warriors, Knights, and then a bye. There are good options that don't cost anywhere near as much. Robson, who was strong. Little was strong. Lusick's a wait and see. Just see how those points go. Those minutes go at Parramatta. He was pretty good. I think he might have that 60-minute role. The Cheese was another one who played really, really well. Minutes is a bit of a concern. But yeah, there's options there. If you need to make moves elsewhere and you need to get cash to do it, maybe downgrading Grant is the way to go. But to be fair, looking without knowing what you're thinking, if you had Grant from the start, he was probably there as a set and forget. So, you know, maybe find other ways and just because you sell him now, you're just going to want to buy him back a little bit later down the track, you know. So maybe just hold on to him there. Just a bit of a chat about some of these guns that are up for sale that people are looking at getting rid of and where the pros and cons are to these kind of blokes. Back in a minute. Okay, guys, time for this.
Bring it. Question?
Right. Corey asked, RTS to Labor this round. We're one game in. RTS looked pretty good last week. Granted, so did Labor. He did get a double against, you know, poor opposition. So Labor is definitely a watch for me. And I mentioned about RTS before going through the game the game previews, but it's maybe a question, maybe more for next week. I want to watch both of them again. If RTS kills it against the Storm, then you keep him. He's a year-long keeper. You watch that, you see the class, go, oh, what was I thinking? He's awesome. He's staying. He's going nowhere. Labor has another big game, then yeah, we need to have a conversation if RTS has a quieter game. But for me, it's just a watch. If it's that's going to free you up a bit of cash to make another trade you need to make to improve your side, then I get it. I totally get it. Yeah, it's not a trade you really want to make, but I can get it. I can get around it.
Question?
Right, I got three different questions all about, sorry, three of the same questions all here about Nico, about whether to sell Nico. And, you know, then they ran a few scenarios as well. And I'm like, and I talked about it just before in the gun sale. I wouldn't be selling Nico at all. Yeah, there's a good chance he is going to drop some cash. There's a good chance he gets a big score this weekend as well, and the guy you trade him to, you know, doesn't. So money's important, but points are pretty bloody important as well. So I wouldn't be trading Nico out. As an owner, I'm happy to watch this week. Gets tricky next week if he has another quietish game. I'm not expecting him to, but if he has another quietish game, Then it gets tricky because he will, depending how quiet he is, how much cash he drops. And but then you look at his draw going forward. He's got the Tigers and the Raiders the next 2 weeks. So, yeah, you drop him and then he goes kapow against the Tigers. Yeah, so I think he's a wait and see. He's got the Dogs this week. So he's a wait and see for me. I wouldn't be trading out Nico.
Question.
Right, question here from JT. Is running with a 240K rookie as your only 5'8"? Fucking nuts. Look, nothing's nuts at the moment. Well, everything is, so I wouldn't worry too much about doing that. I'm assuming that's strange at 5'8". Look, he looked pretty good last week. Fogarty ran things and controlled things. I expect that to stay the same. He is playing the Tigers, so he only needs to jag one wee attacking stat, and he's, you know, he should get a decent score. So I don't mind it in this tricky 5'8 position. Obviously, Galvin coming through is an option as well. If not this week, then in the coming weeks. But yeah, I mean, you can roll the dice and hope Strange goes okay, but you won't want to be relying just on him as your sole 5'8 for too long.
Question.
Right, and Nathan comes in with this. With all the carnage of guns not performing well, and the obvious answer is to sell one before they leak a lot of cash. Well, I don't know how obvious that is, but everyone says don't sell guns. Yeah, they say that for a reason, as I detailed earlier. So what Nathan's decided to do, he's flicked Mitch Moses. He's brought in Labutt via Jules to fix the mess he has in the front row where he had Lenu. And then he's going to use a boost to bring in Ola Kawatu. Am I mad? Asked Nathan. Gee, that is a bold move to boost just to bring in Ola Kawatu. I wouldn't do it. I'd save the boost for sure. You only get 5 of them, and man, they could be vital later on in the year. So yeah, I wouldn't. There's a lot going on there. I wouldn't use a boost just to get Ola Kawatu. I can understand what you're doing with the other stuff, but I'd hold fire on that one.
Question?
Back in a minute. Righto, guys. Let's try some bets. Let's keep it real simple. 100 bucks to spend. Let's just do 2 bets, 50 buck bets, okay? First one. Let's go with a keep it close, either 1 to 12 kind of option. 50 bucks, Panthers and the Eels, either 1 to 12. I've picked this game 1918. So, I mean, good year. World War I ended for all you history buffs. But, yeah, let's go either of those sides to win by 1 to 12. And then on Sunday at Brookie, Seagulls and Roosters, pretty evenly matched game. Either of these two to win by 1 to 12. So you combine the two of them, $1.62 and $1.59 respectively. You get $2.57. So 50 bucks returns $128.79. So let's roll with that. And let's just do a three game parlay here, three game multi, 50 bucks, Sharks to beat the Dogs, Storm to beat the Warriors, and the Cows to beat the Knights. That's paying $2.62. 50 on that returns $131.05. So I just need one of those to hit to make a bit of money. Hopefully both of them hit, and we can be in the black for the season, because it's got off to a bit of a rocky old start with the punting. If you are having a punt this weekend, don't be crazy with it. Do it responsibly. Back in a minute. Rightio, guys. That's going to do it for this edition of the NRL Supercoach Therapy Podcast, the Round 2 preview. Got through quite a bit there, so thank you very, very much for listening. I really do appreciate it. Be a friend, tell a friend. You can hit me up, nrlsctherapy@gmail.com, or via the questions on Spotify there. Any questions, any speeches, anything you want to throw up at me, I don't mind. Big old weekend coming up. Shano's got the weekend off, so I will be watching all the footy. Got a birthday party for the little man on Saturday, but should get the Rugrats out of the house well and truly before kickoff. Might throw a dirty old ribeye on the barbie to burn and have a few beersies watching the footy. Trades this week, look, I will go lend you to May subject to Friday night and see how Nico goes. If Nico goes bang, then Spencer will do something positive for me and society by being my doorway to the loophole. So that's subject to Nico's performance. Otherwise, it will be Spencer to Terrell May. And I may pull the trigger on Ponga to Turbo. I'm tempted. I'm so tempted. I'll wait and see. There's pros and cons. I'll wait and see how I go there. So, look, good luck to you and enjoy watching the footy. Let's all try and score a little better than we did last week with Supercoach. And I will catch you next week. Thanks, gang.